All right, what's going on? I'm back at it. Got another one here. And thanks for taking the time to check me out. So I got something I want to show y'all. This next video is like a little short clip, but let me just say this. Anybody can have children and call themselves a parent. But to me, you know, being a parent, I think it involves more than just carrying the title. There's more to it. You know, it's about being responsible for your children and their upbringing, which includes making sure that they're being making sure that as a parent, you're being responsible about what you're exposing your children to. So this next video that I'm about to show y'all is, I don't know, I think it's one of those situations where you gotta be careful with you know, what you expose your children to, because like I said before, man, their brains are like sponges. They soak things up. But yeah, let's go ahead and check this one out. All right, so you saw it just like I did, right? And this is being called a thug themed party or birthday party or whatever. Man, I don't know. Here's my thing. Out of all the themes that you could choose, why choose that? I mean, that's nothing to glorify, right? Being a thug, that's nothing to glorify. I mean, we all know, or at least we should know, that lifestyle isn't something to be celebrated, because all it brings is jail, death, and maybe a lifetime of misery for some, right? And for anybody that's in that lifestyle, you don't want to have your kids around that, because those kids, I mean, they probably don't know anything about that, and they're just doing what they've seen or been told to do to get their parents' approval. But then you got a bunch of dudes standing around in the back laughing and encouraging this like it's normal, right? There's nothing normal about this at all. And I mean, that situation would be different if, let's say, they were at the gun range teaching the children firearm safety, like muzzle awareness and trigger discipline. But from that video, that's not the case. This is, to me, more of a, hey, let's dress up our kids as one of our favorite rappers, you know, put guns on the table with the blunts and a whole bunch of money and have them flex the money and the guns just like they do in the rap videos, you know what I mean? But this is just the stuff that I'm talking about, where this cycle, it has to be broken. And I think it starts with the parents. Even if you grew up like that or in that type of environment, there has to come a point in time where you say, well, I went through the bullshit, so now my kids don't have to go through the bullshit. But unfortunately, the cycle continues, because we see it every day. It's online, offline, and everywhere in between. And you really feel for the children, because they have no choice in the matter. They didn't ask to be here, so they have no control over the situation. They have no control over who their parents are. You know, they have to rely on them for food, clothing, shelter, and they have to rely on them to provide them with the proper guidance that they need to safely navigate this thing called life. But there's nothing tough or hard about waving around a bunch of money and pointing guns in the air. And honestly, I mean, that's the type of shit that would get you killed either by the cops or somebody else. So let me know what y'all think about this one. And I don't know, was this too much, or is this a cool, no harm, no foul type of situation? So let me know what y'all think, and I'll see y'all on the next one. Peace.